Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hi there, it's Julia Louis-Dreyfus. You may know me from my podcast called Wiser Than Me, where I talk to older women and get their wisdom from the front lines of life. I was amazed by how many people told me our show made them look forward to getting older, which is why I'm here to talk about season 2 of the show. Sally Field, Billie Jean King, Beverly Johnson, Ina Garten, Bonnie Raitt, just to name a few. All hail old women. Wiser Than Me season 2 is out now from Lemonada Media.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Doug hates candy wrappers, screaming baby sticky seeds with 50 ads and popcorn kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see, 'cause Doug loves movies.
Hey, 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 everybody. My name is Doug, and I love movies. This is Doug Loves Movies. It's Sunday, April 9th, 2023. And my guests today are Chris Tellez, Eliza Schlesinger, and Josh Weiss. Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Happy Easter, everyone.
Yeah, thanks for spending some time with us on Easter Sunday. I personally don't care about any of it, but if you have any obligations, I appreciate you working around them. Let's meet everybody individually and alphabetically by first name. Oh, what the twists and turns never stop on this show. Joining us as a returning champion, I believe having won recently when I was in Austin, Texas, it's Chris Tellez. Hey, Chris.
Hey, what's up, Doug? Hi, everyone. Thanks for having me on. Your champ is back.
He has returned.
I have returned.
Yeah, well, you're not the only, everyone that's on the show today has achieved championship status at one point or another. So, Chris, do you fluked into it last time you were on, or do you feel like you have a strong chance again today?
I feel like every time I've won, I fluked into it, and I have a strong chance at fluking into it again.
All right, that's the best way to look at it. I appreciate that. You're like a real athlete with that attitude.
Yeah, real people can.
Yeah, and has anything new happened that we need to know about since the last time you were on the show?
Just plugging away. I have Moon Tower coming up, and my album came out a month ago, so out promoting that right
now.
So
all the same stuff that you said the last time you were on.
Exactamundo, yeah.
All right, we'll cover that again at the end of the show during the plugs portion, and thanks for coming back. Also joining us, a champion from a while back, I was alluding to there, that I'm sure she has won at some point on the show. Is that right, Eliza? You've definitely won on some episodes.
Something I think about and talk about often. we're like a letterbox house. My husband's a huge cinephile, and I often will be like, I did win at Doug Loves Movies, even though the last movie I saw was U.S. Marshals. I definitely won that one time.
Oh my God! Okay. I was gonna suggest another title, but yeah, U.S. Marshals, the sequel to The Fugitive.
Actually, The Fugitive is the prequel to U.S. Marshals.
Yeah, they just saw them in the wrong order.
Yeah.
Got it all mixed up. But yeah, I know what you mean. Because, you know, that guy gets younger, that Tommy Lee Jones gets younger every day, doesn't he?
It's true. It's true. yes, I've been on and I've got things to plug, but we can save it or I can tell you. How does it work?
Oh, well, since you haven't been on recently and already, you know, told us all this stuff, we'd love to hear it now. I heard that you are doing something to support comedians, newer comedians. Is that what it is?
Yeah. I mean, I guess since I've been on this, I had a baby. But more importantly, like for your audience, I teamed up with 800 Pound Gorilla and I've produced 18 10-minute specials from like new and emerging comics all around L.A., the thinking being, you know, somewhere between a quick set at an alt show and a Netflix special lies so many comics who are really putting in the work and who could use a beautiful piece of tape and deserve an audience. So we produce these and they're on 800 Pound Gorilla now, and then they'll be out on YouTube for all to consume April 28th. So come out, come enjoy some of LA's best and brightest. And I'm really proud of these guys.
That's amazing because, you know, that's what we experience night after night here in L.A.
Yeah.
is the comedians, especially ones that live here who aren't road acts yet, they have to do these, you know, shorter sets all the time. And this is a great way to let people know that that, you know,
yeah.
in between 4-3.5 minutes on The Tonight Show and an hour long set in your own concert, there are these like 15-20 minute sets that people have worked to perfection.
And comics that are putting in the time, the show, I forgot to say the name, the show is called Eliza's Locals, but really like, I see you out all the time. I'm out almost every night and you see people working hard and I just, nobody gave me a break. And I was just like, what if I could just help these people in a small way and then they can do with that what they will. But yeah, these are 10 minute sets. They're beautifully shot and stand-up doesn't have to be forever. You could just come watch 10 minutes and move on. It doesn't have to be a full hour for people. So I'm really proud of these.
I think you should also put out a line of, you know, snacks, healthy snacks called Eliza's Locals.
I love that. Oh, my. Why didn't my, like, suburban white woman brain think of that? You guys, it's Local, high fiver. You're going to shit your brain out. Let's get to it.
Yeah, I think you can build a real empire off of something like that. But thank you for being here today and good luck to you because both of these dudes that you're on with today have recently won on episodes of the show. Josh was just on the Zoom call recently and won. And I should say his full name. It's Josh Weiss, everybody.
Hey there. I'm here to defend my title.
Yeah. Have you written any more books since the last time you were joined us?
Yeah, like the last, since what was like a week and a half ago I was on?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
What are you, some sort of lazy bones? You haven't written another book yet?
Yeah, I'm sorry to say. But yeah, I've got my new novel, Sunset Empire. It is now on sale from Grand Central Publishing. And if you like private eye stories set in Golden Age Hollywood, give it a look-see.
Yeah, and it is officially brand new, and so that's why we had you on the last time was to talk it up. So I'm glad that you got the double promotional bump from being a winner, and you know you could go for the triples today. I don't know. Sometimes when I invite people back after they win, that I feel like they feel obligated when it should only be out of a sense of joy and a love of competition. And before we start the competition today, though, I'd like to do a slightly less competitive thing, and that's have each of you recommend a motion picture. And I always come up with some sort of theme around which these recommendations need to spring from. Speaking of spring, today I would like movies that are about or take place in springtime, or another way to interpret it is maybe like movies about renewal or change of seasons. Do you see what I'm driving at, Chris? Tell us, is anything popping into your head?
Oh man, not really. You know what popped in my head immediately? That Robin Williams movie where like he dies and he goes to hell or heaven or something. Remember, you know what I'm talking about?
Hatch Adam.
I think
Doesn't really sound freaky.
Yeah, Patch Adams. No, Patch Adams. Everyone else goes to hell, and he's in charge. No, I know what you're talking about. It's called What Dreams Are Made Of. Is that it?
Oh, What Dreams May Come.
Yeah, where he's an, I guess he's an artist, and so he goes to like this weird painter land where everything looks painted.
Yeah, there's a very springy scene in there. That's just the first one that popped in my head. I haven't thought about that movie in a while, but it's actually kind of dark.
That's a great association, because I did think this was kind of a tough question, because, you know, offhand, I can't really think of movies that are about springtime per se, you know.
I think the movie cover looks very springy, and I don't know why that popped in my head, but I do like that movie.
Yeah. All right. Well, that's what we're going with then. Give people a chance to go back and look at that, because I do remember it is it's a beautiful movie. But yeah. Eliza, always competitive, had an answer before you did, Chris.
Dang.
Don't mistake my excitement for I get so pumped. I'm the kid with like their hand up the whole time. Like, just like, yeah. Pick on me. I shouldn't be in the smart class. Please pick on me.
I'm the kid that looks shocked when they call his name because he wasn't listening.
I was just going to say Portrait of a Lady on Fire. And I only say that because I feel like she was with her. I don't want to spoil it. For like a full year, I feel like you saw the second you said spring, I just thought of like the changing of the seasons. And I feel like they were together for like a full year or something. So I don't know if it's necessarily spring as much as I think you see all the seasons transition, and like that movie was on my mind recently. So that's my answer.
It took a whole year to put that lady out that was on fire.
She was burnt to a crisp. Yeah. It was horrible.
It's a nice companion piece to Midsommar, I guess. I bring up that movie just because I want everyone else to be as plagued by it as I am, because I think of images from that movie when I don't want to.
Good call.
But sometimes, you know, you can get, sometimes you'll build up something as being, you know, scary or disturbing to the point where it's not that bad when you finally watch it. But in this case, I'd say you're doing the right thing.
Yeah.
I'm good.
His new one, Bo is Afraid, I don't know what to expect from that movie. I'm definitely going to wait to hear what people are saying, because I don't want to fall for it if it's really got disturbing material in it, which I would think that's all he wants to do, but we'll see. Josh?
I'm glad I'm last, because like I had like a panic attack when you gave that prompt, and my eyes started to dart around the room looking for inspiration. But I think I'm going to have to go with Cocoon.
That's beautiful. What about Cocoon 2? And have you been able to soldier on without them completing the trilogy, and they never made a Cocoon 3?
I know it's very sad, but
what happens in Cocoon 2? They come back and go, hey, we just wanted to come back and say what's up, and then they leave again. Or come back to get more old people. What, I forget the plot of Cocoon 2.
Is it the same old people in both movies?
I think so. So they just come back just to, you know, be like, hey, don't forget about us.
It's basically Pet Cemetery with old people.
They should have done that thing where they shot like, you know, Cocoon 2 through 8 while they were all alive, you know, and then we could still be enjoying Cocoon movies to this day.
Yeah, I can't believe the Cocoon franchise hasn't taken off.
Yeah. They got to reboot that thing. Isn't there a handful of old actors that would be, you know, amazing right now to be, you know, the new Cocoon crew? You know?
Yeah, like
any woman over 30.
Yeah, exactly. How old's Jenna Ortega? She must be about ready.
She's actually too old. It just happened. So sorry. Thank you.
She's already aged out, that poor girl. When did that happen? To Wednesday? Around Thursday. Okay, so I just wrote down for fun, my answer would be, if I was asked this annoying question, I wrote down The Producers,
I was going to say that. That came to
just because, right? Just because of the number in that show, Springtime for Hitler, makes me think. And not the musical movie wasn't that great. Just the original Mel Brooks movie. I'm always recommending to people because there's laughs beyond the Nazi humor, but also who's ever going to get sick of Nazi humor because they suck. thanks for those recommendations, everybody. We're going to take a break and then we're going to play some. I feel like it's going to be really competitive today and I'm excited for it. We're going to play some games when we get back. We'll be right back.
This episode is brought to you by Philo. Do you love TV? Do you love saving money? Then Philo is your solution. Philo has shows, movies, and live TV for just $25 a month. You can even try it for free with their 7-day free trial. No contracts, no commitments, no hassles, just a better way to watch TV. Never miss a minute of shows like the hit docuseries Where is Wendy Williams? Or classics such as Friends. If you can't get enough TV, then there's no better way to watch. Philo has more than 70 channels like BET, MTV, and AMC. And the best part? You can try it yourself with their 7-day free trial. Sign up today at philo.tv/poppods. That's philo.tv/poppods to get 50% off your first month.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
We are back, and the first game that I'd like to play today, fan favorite with a dumb name. It's called ABCD's Nuts. And the reason it's called that is because it's sort of a spelling game. What I do is I announce what today's word is. And then this is going to be the order. It's going to go Chris, then Eliza, then Josh. And so Chris, you're up first. I'll tell you what the word is, and then you have to name a movie that begins with the first letter of that word, which is not that hard to do, obviously, but some people panic and can't think of any movie that begins with, you know, whatever that letter is. So you just got to spit one out. But the idea is I've written down a title for every letter, and if you match the title that I wrote down, then you automatically win this game.
Ooh.
If you see a title that just... Yeah, and if you just say a title that begins with a letter that doesn't match me, you're still in it. You don't get kicked out unless you can't think of anything. And there's no X in this one, so it shouldn't be that hard. And even X isn't that hard because you just say X-Men, X-Men 2, X-Men 3. There's so many to choose from. Just X. Very good. You know how to you know what you're doing. All right. So and a theme will emerge is the idea. So once you get the idea what the theme is, then you might have a better guess when it's time for you to do a letter. All right. I know it's more complicated than it needs to be. I'm doing 5 shows at Comedy Connection in Providence, Rhode Island, April 2021 and 22. So today we are going to spell, I hope I spelled it right, Providence. So it begins with P, and we start with Chris. Name any movie, Chris, that begins with the letter P.
Okay, just going to go with Predator.
That's a great one, because, you know, that's fun, because they've made versions where the Predator and just Predator. So you're covered with a T or a P. But don't cover anybody's house with TP. That's not cool. I wrote down a movie that features Simon Pegg and Nick Frost and Seth Rogen as the voice of the title character, a little alien fellow named Paul.
Yeah, I forgot about that movie.
Right?
Yes.
That's a fun one. That should be on like cable more. All right, so the next letter going to Eliza is R. So just name any movie that begins with R.
Jesus Christ, why is this so hard? Oh,
it's weird.
Ring. The Ring.
The like Ring. Yeah.
Ringu, whatever.
I get you. Yeah. Oh.
You get where I'm going with this?
Ringu, Rango. Randy Rainbow. Okay, so you're going with it's The Ring, but you know, that's okay because you know the shouldn't T shouldn't count in movies.
Article shouldn't count. Yeah.
They begin with the, but I'll tell you right now, I didn't write down any ones that begin with the because there's no T's in Providence. But the one I wrote down for R is a motion picture called Road Trip. So now we have Paul and Road Trip, and the next letter is O. I'm sending, you know, mental waves to you, Josh. What movie begins with letter O you think fits into that sequence?
You know, it is Passover, so my brain is not running on the usual leavened bread products. Well, if I lose today, that's the reason. But since I'm just seeing the novelization on my shelf, Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
Wow, you really... I started to panic, not panic, but I got excited at novelization, even though the one that I wrote down is not a novelization as much as it is based on a book. And that book is On the Road.
Oh,
yeah. That was a great guess, though. Mm. So we're back to Chris with the letter V.
Oof. Well, that's a tough one. I have one, but it's so obvious, and I'm trying to think of what you would have picked.
People tend to just go with V for Vendetta. It's just right there for the taking, you know.
That's the one I was going to go with. Yeah, let's just go with V for Vendetta because I can't think of any other movie that starts with a V.
I didn't mean to bully you into V for Vendetta.
But... I was going to say Viper just because I assume there's a movie called that, but I'm not sure.
Yeah, that sounds like a reasonable name for something.
Martial arts film.
Something with a viper in it. Yeah. But you're going to get ready. Do you have your kicking yourself boots on?
Oh, man. Yes.
Okay. So far we got Paul, Road Trip, On the Road. And this for V, I went with Vacation.
Oh, yeah. See, I was just telling someone about that movie the other day. That's a real kick in the butt. I'm not going to ask.
You were talking about 1983 version or the...
Yeah, the Chevy Chase one.
Oh, okay. Because there was the 2015 one also. And I would have accepted either. Even though people like to call the Chevy Chase one National Lampoon's Vacation.
Oh, could have even said Vegas Vacation. That's a double V.
We're back to Eliza with the letter I.
I mean, there's so many... I movies, but I feel like I'm getting your theme, but I just don't think like I Know What You Did Last Summer falls into your theme.
It doesn't, but that is a good I movie.
Love that one.
That was my answer. I was gonna say In the Mood for Love, but I also don't think that that has to do with your theme. That's my answer. I'll show myself out.
Another great iMovie, though. I went with a little ditty that Sean Penn directed about a dude out in the woods by himself going into the wild.
I was going to say that.
Oh, Josh. Well, now it is your turn. What do you got for the letter D?
I mean, I feel like I know what the theme is. I don't know. This is kind of adjacent. I'll just say Dances with Wolves.
Okay. That is a D. And it's not the one I wrote down, but holy crap. It is wild how close you are in terms of the animal in the title, because I wrote down dog.
Ooh. My mom just told me to see that movie. That's so random. With Channing Tatum
and a dog.
I mean, dogs are
that's the pitch.
Wolves, so I was, you know, do I get half a point for that?
I mean, I wish I, you know, if half a point's were a thing, then yes. You would totally get one.
The first ever.
Because that was pretty amazing. But, you know, these things happen in this game, these coincidences. E is the next letter back to you, Chris.
You know, I mean, I know there's like a million of them, but the only one I could think of is E.T.
The extraterrestrial?
Yeah.
That one? And his adventures on Earth? That's an E movie, and he, you know, comes to Earth and then goes back again, back home. Mm-hmm. But he stays in that kid's heart, though. You know what I mean?
That's part of it, too. He gets into his heart and invades his body.
I mean, they should have a movie about that kid as an adult just being a complete mess because E.T. fucking is still in his heart.
Nobody believes him.
Yeah, but he's got, like, you know, no doctors know what's wrong with his heart. So instead of E.T., I went with a classic motion picture with, what's his name, Jack Nicholson and Peter Fonda called Easy Rider. Oh, Dennis Hopper. So then that takes us to N is the next letter for Eliza.
Let me sell you on my answer.
Okay.
These are all like road trip movies. And then you said N, and then I thought of Night of the Living Dead because those zombies have to like walk from house to house, presumably on a road. So. Oh, I thought I lost service. Yeah. So that's obviously the answer you were thinking of.
I wish it was the answer I was thinking of, but you know, I don't even know, like, how far they get, but I know that Nebraska is a road trip movie.
You know what? You're right. Into you.
C is the next letter for Josh.
Yeah, I've been racking my brain here. C.
I'm not gonna lie. This is a tough one, Josh. I'll be impressed if you pull this one, but you'll also go, "Oh yeah, that movie fits this category."
Oh no, I was gonna say Gran Torino, but that's nowhere. That's not C.
Gran Torino. Force it.
No, it's an E technically, but I'm gonna have to go with El Camino, the Breaking Bad movie.
Oh, okay. I'm gonna take back that half point you got earlier because this effort was just half wrong. Just you knew it before you said it. But I went with a motion picture that I thought like Viggo Mortensen should have gotten more award love, but he certainly got a lot. For a film where he takes his whole stupid family out on the road, and it's called Captain Fantastic.
Great movie.
Yeah, it's real good if you haven't seen it. That's why I always like to bring it up. And now we're back to the letter E, and just the, you know, just the way it played out, Chris gets one last Hail Mary attempt to win this thing.
You know, I think I'm gonna get the name of this movie right, but it's this. I've been trying to think of it. He's hard, but is it called The Expandables? Exploitables or something like that?
That's the name of my weight loss product.
No, there's the now I'm not gonna be able to think of what the replacements is what you're thinking of, and then there was. The ones with all not superheroes, they're all just good at fighting. They're all like action heroes. And it was called The Expendables.
Expendables, of course.
Yeah.
The new line of shapewear.
Yeah.
I didn't think about that a little longer. Expandables.
That's not what I'm looking for, but. That sure was a fun answer. And speaking of fun answers, since I had to do a second letter E movie, that's a road trip film, because y'all figured out that was the theme of this thing. The E movie that I saw recently, where four nice ladies travel to go to the Super Bowl to see Tom Brady.
Oh, 80 for Brady.
And it's called 80 for Brady.
Dang. Is it written out? I guess it is. It's not the number. They spell it. Wow. Good call.
I think they put the number, but I still thought it was fun that the word 80 begins with the letter E, because it really is a hidden E, you know, because you don't really think of 80 as being an E word. It was either that or just right. I could have just wrote down Easy Rider again, because that's always fun when the guests find out that I can write the same title down two times if I feel like it.
But you have a girl on the panel, so I liked it.
Well, congratulations to everyone, because no one lost.
Nice.
Is how I like to look at it. Yeah. And all that means is, since she was up next in this game, we'll start the next game with Eliza. And I'll tell you all about that game right after this break. We'll be right back.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We are back, and I'm glad we have plenty of time for this game that we're about to play, because Eliza's going to go first, and then she's going to be followed by Josh and then Chris, pretty much the order we've been doing. And the game we're going to play that's going to determine our winner today and who gets to come back soonest, because you get to come back right away if you win. If you lose, you get to come back, you know, a few months from now if you have something else to promote. But today we're going to play a game I call Super Alex's, Jason and Deb's IMDb game. Now, this title's gotten out of control over the years because of various people claiming to have invented this game. But the bottom line is, I'm taking it up yet another notch and adding the word super to the title, because this is how it's going to work. IMDb is a source I use quite a bit for movie information. And on that database, each performer, actor or actress has, their own page with all their credits on it. But at the top, there's the most known for, where there's four credits chosen by either the algorithm of the site or the actor, actress, or their representatives, if they have IMDb Pro and they go in there and decide which four should be there to best represent that person. Eliza, do you know what you're best known for is?
Oh my God. I feel like it's like she is Jewish. Like something really random at the top.
You were in something called She Is Jewish?
No, I just feel like there's always like, maybe I'm sorry. I was thinking of Wikipedia. I'm sorry. And like, it's always like, maybe it's Elder Millennial, my fifth Netflix special.
Is like the number one thing on there?
I would think so, because I haven't been in that many movies.
Right, but that's the thing, is it's just wild what they'll throw in there and how, I don't know how it necessarily works. I've had, like, you know, the strangest credits be suddenly in there. I'm pretty happy with mine right now. But the point is that it's somewhat fluid, but, you know, it's easy to guess or try to figure out what actor you're talking about based on the four movies. Or sometimes TV shows are in there too, but mostly movies. You can suss it out, figure out who it is. So that's how this game works, is I'll name the first movie in somebody's best known for to you, Eliza. And okay. Then you can guess who it is based on just the one movie title, or you can wait, you can pass, or if you do guess and you get it wrong, that's, you get one negative point. But if you get it right, you get 1 point plus bonus points, where you can guess what the other titles in their top four is for additional points. So the earlier you can get it, the better. But on the first title, it's a little risky.
How many negative points do I need to win? Rack them up.
I mean, right. You know, it's you could take a chance there or not. That's up to you. But
Doug, we're all super desperate to win here. So, you know, whatever it takes.
There's so much right? on the line.
Yeah. So much pressure. There's not even the pressure of the live shows where you're playing on behalf of an audience member. You don't even have that pressure. So, right. You know, just have fun with it, but also.
You're going to say the credit and win. Then we have to guess the actor, just to make it clear, right?
Yes. But, you know, what's going to happen is after the first title, if none of you want to take a stab at it, because you could end up getting a negative 1 point, because most movies have more than, you know, one person in them. so you'd have to really guess based on, you know, just a hunch. But then I'll go through and tell everybody the second movie. So then you have two movies to think about. And you can guess or not guess, and et cetera. You'll see as we go. It's pretty easy once we get going. And it's the first time we've done it this way. Normally, you like yell out when you think you know the answer, but this is a little bit more civilized and has a little bit more strategy to it. Ready, Eliza?
Yeah.
I'm ready. Who do you think, and you don't have to guess, you can pass if you don't want to get a negative point, but who do you think has as their first... best known for on their IMDb page, the film called There's Something About Mary.
Oh, so many people.
Right? So do you guess somebody or do you pass?
Okay. I, you know what? I'm going to take a stab at it.
Okay. I thought you might. I felt like you might have that kind of energy.
That big negative point energy.
Yeah, I think you might be going for it. But boy, if you get this right, it can really pay off.
Oh, man. Okay, I guess it could be. I'm just going to say Cameron Diaz. I'm just going to throw caution to the wind because I don't think it would be Ben Stiller.
Right, but there's like 30 other people, 50. Like, there's a ton of people in that movie.
Yeah, okay. Can I take it back?
You can if you want to.
Yeah, I'll take it back.
No harm, no foul at this point.
Yeah, no foul. Sorry, guys. I'm taking it back.
All right, let's go to Josh. What do you think, Josh? Do you want to take a guess at one of the many people that's in There's Something About Mary, or do you want to wait a beat?
You know, if Eliza had kept it, I would have passed, but I'm gonna take the Cameron Diaz guess.
You're going to go for it. You're going to take the Cameron Diaz guess. So you're going to, like, just shove it in her face.
You know, I'm taking a risk here. But...
Cameron Diaz, but you're going for it.
Yeah, I mean, you know.
Why, did you think I was too fast to talk her out of it?
Yeah.
Maybe there's also that whole news about, you know, the new Shrek movie happening. They're talking to the cast to bring him back. So, I don't know. Cameron Diaz seems like a good bet.
I mean, she's always been a good bet. But unfortunately, in this case, that is not,
boner
that
sound.
Is not the correct answer. Chris, what do you think? Cameron Diaz has been eliminated from the options, leaves a bunch of other people. Do you want to guess somebody, or you want to?
Yeah, I'll guess.
And he's going to go for it.
Oh, yeah. I saw it a couple weeks ago, so perfect. And I was thinking, okay. Out of all the people on it, he's awesome, but I can't think of any other big movies he's in. So I was thinking Chris Elliott.
That is a great guess.
Oh, that's an interesting strategy. Like, who would have that as their first?
Like, that was a massive movie. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you know, you made an effort, but that's not who I'm looking for in this case. Mm. Yeah. So.
Okay.
We're back to Eliza.
Okay. No, I'm going to take two titles. Here.
You don't have to say anything yet. Hang on a second.
Okay.
Because you get an additional title you get to hear before you have to guess.
Oh, that's going to ruin my guess because this person only has one credit. Okay.
It might, but at least you won't get the negative point that both these other suckers have.
Yeah.
The second film is a movie called Crash.
God, who was in Crash? Oh, Matt Dillon.
That is correct.
Oh. With the teeth.
You did it.
I did Matt it. Can Dillon. I tell you, my guess was going to be Brett Favre.
Oh, that's funny. That's so funny.
How many credits could he have?
Right? All right. So you, since you got it on the second one, there's two more. So you get two more guesses and you get a point for each one if you can name two more Matt Dillon movies that would be in his best known for.
Oh, geez, Matt. I mean, that's like, oh, fuck. well, obviously he was in The Outsiders, right?
He was, yes.
Oh, and he was in Wild Things.
Yep.
Uh-huh, yep.
What else do I have to do? I don't know.
That's it? Those are your two guesses?
Because those are the only ones I can think of. So those are my guesses.
No, it works out perfectly. I think they both should have been in there, but they picked one that I'm not terribly familiar with from a couple of years ago called The House That Jack Built. And then his fourth one is a pretty good choice. It's a movie called Drugstore Cowboy.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, I've never heard of that. So,
not the masterpiece that is.
There you go. Yeah. I mean, Wild Things, that's a interesting movie. Okay, so Elijah's in the lead with 1 point against these other two chumps who took unnecessary risks, in my opinion. Yeah. This time we start with Josh. You ready, Josh?
All right. In the same game, right?
Yep. Same game. New actor or actress. And the first film that I'm going to name that person has in their top four is There's Something About Mary.
Oh, man. You know what? I'm going to pass this time. Wait
it out. You smarty pants, you. Chris?
Yes. So, all right. What am I guessing?
You're guessing who else from There's Something About Mary would have There's Something About Mary as their first title and their best known for projects.
Oh, right. Man. I'm going to just risk it and say Ben Stiller.
You're just going to stick it out there for Ben Stiller after we have established several other people are in this movie.
Oh, yeah. So if I pass, I don't have to take a negative point, right?
Exactly.
Yeah,
I'm going to
pass instead.
Oh, so you're going to pass? What kind of man are you?
Because Ben Stiller's made like a million movies.
I'll just belittle any choice you make. Do you see what I'm doing? All right. You want to stick with Ben Stiller or do you want to pass?
Man, I kind of just want to win it. So Ben Stiller, let's risk it.
There you go.
Incorrect. It's not Ben Stiller. Why would I do that?
It was such a fast boner. That was so fast.
You know, I mean, I already knew. He already said it a few 2 minutes ago. I was right near the boner button. All right. Okay, so... Eliza, you get a crack at this one, right?
Okay, so here's a thought, just as a woman who works in comedy, and it's such a random thing that I know this, but the woman who played Magda, her name was Lynn Shay, and I feel like that's probably her biggest piece of work. So my guess is gonna be, was it even named Magda? I don't remember. Was it Magenta? It was some neighbor. The neighbor with the tan.
I think Magda sounds right. With the dog and everything.
The name of the nanny in Sex and the City. So I'll say Lynn Shay because she was so funny and every woman in comedy like remembers that. But I know what else. That's my guess. I don't need to give
you
a point.
All right. You could also pass.
No.
Okay.
Okay. That was offensive. I feel who can I talk to about that?
You're back. You're down to 0 points, but don't you worry about it because Josh has -1 and Chris has -2.
I think I banked that 1 point right up top.
All right. So I didn't even get to say the second title, did I, this time yet? So we still go back to Josh.
And I don't get the second hint.
What's that? You know, you do. You get the second word now, even though you... we should just do one point, points one way or the other, and then move on if you didn't didn't get it. So I'll just tell everybody that the second title was something called Reggie's Prayer. And then the third one was the sitcom TV show called Arliss. And fourth was an executive producer gig on a documentary called Concussed. And it was mentioned already earlier, but that was Brett Favre.
Oh my God. It was Brett Favre.
Yeah. Yeah. That was a good
pull. I'm kicking myself.
You did it at the wrong time, but it was a good, it was a, your instincts were good. okay. Chris is up first on this next one. Chris, are you with me?
Let's do it. Come back.
All right. Who do you think, whose top four do you think starts with the movie called Groundhog Day?
Ooh. Oh, okay. I'm going to go with Chris Elliott again.
Oh, are you?
Yes. He was in both, so it's got to be.
He's in Groundhog Day and another movie, that other movie that I haven't said.
Oh. I was thinking it was the same as Something About Mary.
Well, I mean, you know, all I've said so far is Groundhog Day.
Okay. I'm too deep. I'm going to pass. I'm going to let them come down to me, strategize.
All right. Josh, what do you think?
You said this person only has one other credit?
No, they got plenty of credits. I'm just saying that I was just pointing out to Chris that all I said was Groundhog Day, and then he started talking about There's Something About Mary.
I'd pass, but I
you want to have negative two just like Chris?
No, that's true. That is a possibility. I'm gonna take another gamble here.
Okay.
Andy McDowell.
Okay. Eliza.
There's not that many people. Mm-hmm. I mean this is so hard. I feel like Okay. Well, I have a question.
Okay.
If I say Punxsutawney Phil,
yeah,
is this as an entity, or are you talking about like that specific gopher that played him that day?
I don't think that the gopher that played him in Groundhog Day appeared in enough other films to have a page on IMDb, but you never know. You got some weird stuff in there.
I mean,
That is a fun guess, though. It's a fun guess. Yeah.
Wasn't like Harold Ramis in this movie?
I think maybe he directed it.
He directed
it. Yeah. So what do you think?
Do you want to pass
or do you want to guess something?
Yeah, I'll pass because obviously nobody was into my rodent idea. I'll pass.
No, you did the right thing.
I was okay.
Thinking the groundhog. So you're not, I think we're on the same wavelength, Eliza.
I like that. Yeah. Next time you say groundhog and we'll see what happens. Okay.
Yeah. The second title in this person's top four was indeed There's Something About Mary. And then of course, Cabin Boy and Get a Life.
Oh man. Yeah.
Chris, yeah. You should have ran with it. You were right with Chris Elliott.
Damn it.
Could have been a real game changer, Chris.
That sucks.
Yeah. Don't let me talk you into anything is the life lesson here. Let's start with Eliza.
What?
Next round.
Okay.
Ready?
Uh-huh.
The first title is Vanilla Sky.
Okay. Okay. I mean, I hate to give you my strategy every time. I guess, you know what? Because I guess I'll say Nicole Kidman. Is she not in this movie?
Vanilla Sky?
was thinking of Tom Cruise, and then I was like, weren't I was thinking of Eyes Wide Shut. I'm sorry.
Oh, I guess
that
I was see. All
right. I really screwed the pooch. Can I still say Tom Cruise?
Oh, you want to switch it to Tom Cruise?
I want to melt into my keyboard.
You can also pass.
I'll pass because I only know no. Okay, I'll pass. I'll pass.
All right.
I know.
Josh?
Pass.
Pass.
All right. Now, see, Eliza, you get to hear two titles.
Okay.
Vanilla Sky, and this is a real twist, There's Something About Mary.
God, who else was in this movie? Who else was in Something About Mary? Oh, who plays the guy with the crutches? Oh, no. Oh no! I remember he was from Pompano in the movie. That's all I remember. Can I still pass? What's happening?
I think we're talking about Lee Evans.
Okay, but I'm not going to say that because.
Okay.
Wait, wasn't Cameron Diaz? Is it Cameron Diaz? That's my answer.
Your answer is Cameron Diaz?
Yeah.
That is correct. It's Cameron Diaz. Now you get to name or attempt to name two more Cameron Diaz movies that would be in her top four. We got Vanilla Sky. We got Something About Mary.
Her top four is definitely has Charlie's Angels and The Mask.
Those are both excellent choices. And Charlie's Angels is in fact correct. That's worth another point. And for the fourth one, they went with My Best Friend's Wedding.
Yeah. That's good too.
Yeah. So yeah, she's got a pretty solid top four. I'd throw in Being John Malkovich. Yeah, it was a departure for her that she didn't get the opportunity to do very often because people just want that giant big smile, funny person. It's all
hard.
Right.
When you're that hot, yeah. Life is hard. Yeah.
Exactly. Let's do another round. This is so much fun. Josh, you gotta go first on this one. There's a lot you got. I'd say just take a swing at it if you're not sure.
Okay.
You know, just to get some points on the board here, or actually to get out of the hole. The first film is Tropic Thunder.
Oh. I mean, if we're sticking with this, It's Something About Mary, or There's Something About Mary, Ben Stiller.
There you go.
That's your guess?
Yeah. Final answer.
Final answer. Benny Stiller. That is correct.
Yay! Let's go.
You did it, Josh. You're only negative one now, and you have a chance.
Perfect. I'm coming for you, Eliza.
Score three more points if you can name. And Ben Stiller, he's got some credits. So you have to pick three Ben Stiller projects. And if you do this right, you could tie it up with Eliza.
Win it all.
Huh. Wow.
Yeah. You're not going to tie it up with Eliza, but it's still exciting to think about.
I'm going to go, I can name three.
Uh-huh.
So since you mentioned executive producer credits count, right? Those count?
Oh, well, they certainly can.
Oh, okay.
I'm going to go Severance.
Okay.
Madagascar.
Mm-hmm.
And, oh, man. Along Came Polly.
Those are all excellent choices. You know, what are you going to do? He's been in so many things. You don't know how they arrived at this top four. I mean, it's pretty respectable. You know, Tropic Thunder was an Academy Award winning or nominated movie. Then for their second movie, they went with Zoolander, which I guess, you know, is sort of like, you know, since he starred in it and directed it and everything, right? Maybe. I don't know.
Yeah,
because this one I can't explain. His third title is Zoolander 2.
What? I mean, Zoolander number 2.
Yeah, which, you know, I always thought they should just call it Two-Lander, but they're afraid to get that creative.
Oh, damn it.
Excuse me, I had to sneeze. I'm allergic to these answers. And then he directed it, and it's a really, really interesting movie. That's why I think he might have had something to do with his top four for it being in there. The Secret Life of Walter Mitty.
Yeah.
You know, that seems like a choice to have that in there, because it certainly isn't one of his most popular things. You know, kind of got swept under the rug, even though it's a really interesting movie. Well, so that was an excellent effort there at the last minute, Josh, but Eliza is officially the winner of this game today. Congratulations, Eliza.
Thank you. I don't think anybody saw that coming, but I will live up to the title of winner of that game and all the duties. So thank you.
Yeah, no, you really pulled it out, and congratulations. And that, of course, means that you are the first to speak in the plugs portion of the show. What would you like to promote today?
Okay, I'm gonna broken record it. I'm really proud of these 18 comedy specials I produce called Eliza's Locals. I'm not sure when this episode of your show comes out. Is it in a few days or is it live? What's happening?
No, it is. This is coming out tonight.
Yo.
So tomorrow people will be hearing this.
If you want an exclusive sneak peek, you can go to 800 Pound Gorilla. You can get in on it. LA loves exclusivity. But then we're going to have them available on YouTube. These are, it's three episodes. So it's 18 specials in total, but there's six specials in each episode. And you can discover some new comics, new voices. It's super diverse. They're funny. And they're all like fixtures on the LA comedy scene. I'm really proud of them. We shot them right here in Koreatown. And they'll be out on YouTube April 28th, but they're on 800 Pound Gorilla now. So come meet some new comics. And see me hosting it secretly, like 4 months pregnant, and I told no one. That's why I'm in a giant sweatshirt. Okay.
Did you have to have like a garbage pail nearby for if you got sick?
Because I got diarrhea. No, I wasn't. I was fine. I had a great pregnancy, which is less interesting than these comedy specials. And now I have a very healthy 15-month-old baby. So, yeah. Check out Eliza's Locals on 800 Pound Gorilla, or check out my Instagram. It's there. The link is there.
Well, congratulations on all of it, on winning today, on producing those specials, on producing a baby, and in that order. Also, Josh Weiss, thank you for joining us again today. The book is still new.
It is, yes. Sunset Empire. Pick it up wherever fine books are sold. If you like film noir and 1950s Hollywood and alternate realities, give it a look.
Yeah, I think you're talking to the right audience. So that worked out pretty good. And thanks for being here again. How long does it take? Are you already into your next book? Are you working on it?
I got to talk to my agent. Got to sell them on the next one, but we'll see. I mean, these take around like, I want to say like 9 months at the most.
All right. Well, I hope to talk to you again when the next one comes out.
Yeah.
Hit me up. And Chris Tellez, it's going to be at the Moon Tower Comedy Festival, the comedy festival of all comedy festivals, in April. What are the dates?
The 12th through the 23rd.
Yeah, that is a long-ass festival.
I know. I think the first week is just more like the big Paramount shows, and then the second week's like all the clubs everywhere.
Yeah, long-ass Moon Tower Festival.
Oh, yeah.
Official title. And but yeah, so go to Austin, Texas. Go see Chris in that. What else would you like to plug, Chris?
Yeah, there's, like I said, there's a million clubs out here in Austin, so I'm out all the time. Just go to my Instagram and just click the link in the bio, and my podcast, Why Should We Care? Yeah, just check those things out.
Awesome. Doug Loves Movies is back at Dynasty Typewriter here in LA on April 16th at 4:20. And I'm doing, as I said earlier in the show, 5 stand-up shows at Comedy Connection in Providence, April 20, 4:20. Get it? through the 22nd. And you can see all my dates at DougLovesMovies.com. And I might as well, I don't want to put you on the spot, Eliza, but since you won today, you're eligible to come back. And the next episode is a week from today over at Dynasty Typewriter here in LA. Do you want to compete live in front of a small but interested audience?
Yeah, I'm looking at my account. I'll be there. I'll be there. I'm so, oh man.
I can count on your love of competition to get you to come do these things.
And
I appreciate it. And, you know, and the backstage is pretty chill if you just leave a baby sitting around.
Can I bring my mom?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, bring the whole crew. And, but we'll firm that up later. But for now, it's a you know, the listeners got a, early warning that you're probably going to be there. And
you've been warned. Consider yourselves warned. Get ready. Bring my mom.
I could already see them posting the low ticket warning.
Oh my God.
Yeah. So get on it, everybody, within earshot. And,
yeah, Doug, if I went ahead of a live show next time, will you fly me out all expenses paid?
I know that's the thing that's funny about this system I have is that the people that are in other cities really don't get the full experience. Because no, I won't do that.
fair.
Absolutely. Fair.
But you know, people have been known to travel just to experience it, and you know, definitely hit me up if you're, you know, if you know dates you're going to be in the LA area, because you don't have to be a champion to be on the show. You just have to, being in LA will help. And if I do it in your neck of the woods sometimes, you know, then I'll hit you up and see if you're around.
Perfect. I'll hold.
Love it. Thanks, everybody. Once again,
thank you. Dude, thanks so much. Tellez,
thank you,
Eliza, Josh Weiss, and as always, unbelievable.
Now it's time for Doug to watch another talkie. Eyes of gold, his viewing prowess makes him cocky. There's no room